This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Barbara Gray, and I would like to be the first comedian sponsored by Ralph's Grocery Store.
I'm Brandy Posey, and saying you're young at heart just means you're old and still don't have your shit together.
I'm Tess Barker, and the secret to my sunny personality? Lots of weed, and always have some bullshit on its way from Amazon.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
There, lady to lady.
Hello.
What a creepy. Hey, lady.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
It's the first day of spring in the glam cave, you guys.
Yeah. Which means it feels like summer in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so exciting. This is like the first day that I'm like ready to start thinking about, you know, shorts and bathing suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm there.
I'm so ready. I was just in the cold for 2 weeks, and I am so happy to be back here and sweating every day.
So good. That's
my
Give
favorite
me that
thing
boob
in the world.
Sweat.
Yeah, just boob sweat all the time.
Fuck the rest of the country, idiots. Move here. Yeah.
Well, no, traffic sucks.
Oh, yeah,
don't move here.
Never mind.
Leave here.
We love where you're from. Stay there.
Yeah.
Except there. In Iowa City. You guys should get the fuck out of there because that's horrible.
Fuck that shit. Oh, Jesus.
Negative 22.
No, that's not livable.
Thank you guys, everybody, so much who donated for Max Fun Drive.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. We knocked it out of the park, and we're definitely going to use your donations for a lot of stupid stuff.
Got some really cool things coming up.
And come to our shows and see the stupid shit we
And if you did if you did miss it, you didn't have a chance, you can always donate at any time at MaximumFun.org. So go on there.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
I think it's time. Our guest is so terrified right now.
No, I'm just waiting for my introduction.
Oh.
Oh, no, I talked over it.
No, you're right. Guys, that's Gabby Dunn.
No, don't worry. There's no children here.
This is very exciting.
No
sound effects
allowed.
And songs.
We're high production.
Pretty good.
Oh, no. That means something bad happened, right? That noise?
No, it was just like a big reveal.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it could be something bad.
Big reveal. I'm Gabby Dunn. Yeah.
I kind of just wish there were sound effects like that just in my regular life.
I know.
All the time. This is how much?
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing at the store.
You have to get up at what time? That's fun.
Just so that you know how to emotionally respond.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't
know how to emotionally respond unless there's a sound effect or a song. I'm basically a CW show.
That's it. I've always wanted
you
to
You don't
have...
know to hug somebody until the, like, sad music.
Yeah.
Yeah, like someone's walking away and I'm like, okay, bye. And I don't know that they're, like, going to die on their way to the store. But then Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah starts playing and it's like... See?
This is the last time.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Am I never going to see you again?
God, I know that everybody says, like, you know, like, tell everyone you love them because you don't know when you're in it. But it's like, that's hard to do. You
also a morbid way to live your life.
Yeah, like, you can't do that all the time. You can be nice to people. Like, don't be a dick. But I can't be like, I might never see you again. Goodbye.
Oh. And then you're my mom.
Yeah.
I always hate when people go, drive safe.
Yeah, me too.
Safe. What did you think I was going to do?
But have you ever... But that's never when something bad happens. It's never like someone dies in a car accident and then someone goes to the funeral and is like, right before they left, I told them to drive safe.
Yeah.
Like, that's never what happens. Stop that!
Or I didn't tell them that one time and they didn't
And they died.
Safe.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when people say fly safe because it's like,
literally,
I could have no control over this.
I don't mind like a safe travels. I guess you're wishing me good luck or whatever.
Yeah,
but
fly safe. Stop telling me to be fucking safe.
Stop telling me to be safe. You just turned into like a character in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on. I'm a candelabra, not okay. just one candle.
Nice.
I've always thought it'd be fun to have the music, this like lesson music from Full House on like a yak back that you could like play.
What's a yak back?
It, like, the yak back, or like would play back. I mean, you could have just said a recorder.
A recorder.
You went real 90s with
I went
it.
Real, yeah. Because I always wanted a yak back. Yak back, you could record things and then play them back at people, was but that? It was in like a fun
right.
little bright colored case.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
But you could like play it during breakups and stuff, and it would just be the Full House music. It's like,
you,
hey, look.
Brandy learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Or you could be like, whenever somebody's like, I never said that. And you're just like,
I always wish yeah. I had one of those. Not always, only when I'm fighting with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was an episode of Black Mirror. Where every do you guys know Black
the
Mirror?
Green? The yeah, green.
Yeah,
they watch it.
The mm-hmm. yeah, the one where no, the one where he can see, yeah. you can record in your eyes.
The grain.
Oh, the grain. Yeah,
what
yeah,
it's
yeah.
called, or
oh wow.
In your head.
Yeah. So, but then it didn't help. They still broke up. So,
mm. well, because he was like, yeah,
you're cheating, and then you, he could prove it.
Because what he could read her thoughts.
No, because he could play back what he saw. Like, God, your eyes are cameras.
That might. Oh, you know. Okay, don't go send me down this road. You know how I get about the future.
You're into it?
You yeah. know how I get about the future. It's such a funny thing to say. Yeah.
Tell us, Tess, how do you get about the future?
Well, you know,
have you watched that episode?
No, I don't.
It's
I
horrifying.
Haven't watched Black Mirror at all.
It's horrifying.
Oh.
I know I need to watch it.
It's basically like yeah. It's basically like you have all of your memories recorded on a grain that's implanted in you. You can watch them back at any time.
See, we're going
you can
we're
show
already
them
so
to other
close
people.
To
they're on a screen. I know, it's very realistic.
Yeah. yeah. So I think that will happen because we aren't going to have devices eventually.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's the point. It is. Yeah. It's not that it's not realistic.
And then
right.
they go to a dinner party. They go to a dinner party and there's like one douchebag who's like, oh, I don't have a grain. And they're like, oh my God, how are you alive?
Yeah,
it's like exactly
Facebook.
Like the person saying they don't have Facebook or they yeah. don't have an iPhone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then like he sees his wife kind of talking to another girl and to another guy and he like, gets obsessed with it.
And he keeps watching it back until he finally can like, he's like, no, she's sleeping with him.
Yeah. And he gets convinced. Oof. He goes over to the guy's house and then he like, makes him erase all the memories that he has of his wife while he watches, and then he sees that one was like recent in their house.
Oh man!
Yeah.
And then he
that's the perfect use of that.
Yes. Sorry, I'm telling the whole thing. I don't care. Spoiler alert.
Sorry, guys.
But when they get back to the house, he makes his wife play the memory of her fucking the guy while he watches.
In front of him.
Yeah.
So it's like really.
Yeah,
I think I would do that. If my boyfriend did that to me, I would like to do something like that.
I mean, it was
what,
pretty sweet.
What, make him play it while you watch it?
Well, something of that level.
It was cool. It was cool what they did with it because
don't
like,
fuck with Tess Barker.
No, it's just like it's like emotional cutting.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty intense.
Well, but I think it's more damaging to the person who did it because then you really have to deal with the repercussions of what you did.
Yeah, that's what happens in Black Mirror.
It's really, it's interesting the idea of the grain thing because like it was an interesting way to do an episode because they did like a very emotional relationship one where I think most people will be like, oh, I'm going to do like they do a bank heist and they use this, I don't know, some kind of like action
yeah,
episode,
right.
but they did like a very emotional, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that's to a greater degree what we have to worry about as technology proliferates because we already record so much of our personal life online. I mean, so much of it that I think like that's something that's really already happening.
Yeah.
Like everyone you've ever fucked has access to everything you ever do.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of strange. Like this is like before I started working for where I work, where a lot of the fan base is teenagers.
Yeah.
And like doing YouTube stuff where it's like young people. I like modeled or like did like, you know, I did like, I don't know. I'm not like, I haven't led like a PG rated life.
Right.
Well, yeah. And so like, they'll like find stuff or even weirder. They'll like find old pictures of my family and they'll like post it on fan sites and be like, this is Gabby's family. Yeah.
That's
someone
so
made
scary.
A collage.
Scary.
Someone made a collage of me and my sister and my sister's not famous.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
I know. I think
that's
about that
really
kind
weird.
Of stuff a lot. Because, yeah, if you're in an industry where you're, like, going to be known by a lot of people, you're just like, oh, God, like, how many things do I have out there that I don't remember?
Yeah, I'm not, like, ashamed of it. It is just I don't remember. Or
right.
I'm like, oh, that's a funny picture of me from Thanksgiving. Oh, there you have my grandmother yeah. on your fan site. That's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Have you had anybody be, like, creepy that you had to...
Yeah, I mean, all the time. People send me emails or... you know, think that they know me, which is
yeah.
interesting.
That's what I think is weird. I think about this a lot in terms of like being famous or whatever, you know, like being well known by a lot of people. It's such a weird thing to want to be, because naturally for what we want to do means that a lot of people have to know who we are.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know if I signed, I just want to create stuff. I don't know if I signed up for having a lot of strangers know me, but it's part of it. You know, it's just part of the life, you know.
And I think you have to separate, like you have to consciously separate what you're putting up. Like, I mean, if you looked at my Instagram, you would think I had like one friend and it's my comedy partner, because we just post stuff with each other.
Yeah. Right.
But I wouldn't like go to like my friend's barbecue who's like not involved in internet stuff and post a picture, even though before all of this, when I had Instagram, it was all just friends.
Yeah. It was all just regular. Yeah. Like,
but one of my people that works with me was saying that he wanted to post a picture of him and his friend, his best friend from home. Mm-hmm. But he was worried that, do you know, shipping?
Yeah.
So he was worried that people would start shipping him and his friend, and he didn't want to subject her to that.
What shipping is just like hoping that this relationship happens. Like, yeah. You guys like become
like
a
you hope
thing.
That they're, yeah, like two people that you want to be in a relationship.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't.
Hey, Tess, you like the future. That all comes
That's
along
the future,
with this,
baby.
I don't know that I like the future. I just think about it a lot.
Well, it comes from TV shows. Like, it used to just be on TV shows where you'd be like, I hope
Will and Rachel.
Yeah. I hope Ross and Rachel get together,
I
ship
shipping.
Them. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But now it's kind of become like, as YouTube is like real people and stuff, it's become like
so
my
it's like fan fiction, like they come up with like ideal couples.
Yeah. So like my comedy partner and I, people ship us together a lot, and they have like a hashtag for it called Gallison. And they'll like her name's Allison. Yeah. And they'll like call ship us together. So like anything we do together, they'll be like hashtag Gallison. Like,
oh, so shipping is if you get your names combined?
That's part of it.
Part
yeah.
of it. Yeah.
Okay, can you have been shipped if your names aren't combined? If you haven't gone Brangelina.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, yeah, you're just not being branded.
Yeah.
You're
still
being branded.
Shipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still
you
being
just need to have your names together.
I feel 90 right now.
Yeah. My favorite ship that I kind of, I'm going to say it here and I want it to become a thing, is from Jinx.
I haven't seen the Jinx.
Just saying, the adorable Galveston detective named
I love
Cody
him.
And Janine Prideaux, not that's not her name, whatever the district attorney is.
She is
she's
a
awesome.
Panic.
Yeah.
She is really something.
There's pictures of them cooking dinner
she's
together
like,
in Cody's house.
I really like
see,
that.
That's yes. shipping. What
that's
you're
shipping.
Doing right now
yeah.
is shipping.
Right
yeah.
now, I'm shipping the
you're
Jinx.
You're like, they're no, definitely
I,
together.
I definitely do
together.
A lot of shipping.
I like that the Jinx created.
You went.
Okay, wait, no, mine is Robert Durst.
And whoever is.
And the devil himself.
And the devil. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you? Oh my God. Did you?
You guys, the last episode. Like,
I
am.
Wait, no!
Not over it.
I haven't seen it.
But you know what happens? You work in the internet.
No.
Come on.
I've actively avoided it.
How have you avoided it?
You better get on that shit
soon. Guys, you've seen House of Cards? Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm like way behind on everything.
Oh, man. It's all good. No, Jinx is awesome. Definitely catch
up. Okay.
It's pretty great. And then read a bunch of articles about him and go down a rabbit hole.
Great. I love murder. So.
Yeah.
Well, then you'll like
this.
Well,
we all do. That's half of the, of what we all watch. This is what I've been getting into. I've been getting into intervention, like I've talked about, and I started watching this show, Obsessed. That's
which
like,
one is Obsessed?
It's just people obsessed with random things, like
fanatic.
No. Like they
like
have
mental
like
illness?
They have like OCD or they have you know, it's them trying to like solve their OCD and stuff.
Got
like
it.
That.
It's
also on MTV.
No, these are all like old.
TLC.
They're all old A&E shows. That
A&E.
Are, now they have them on Netflix. So I'm just like watching them.
16 Ooh. And Obsessed. That's the MTV version.
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, because I'm curious about these shows. I know that there's something I could really get into and enjoy. Mm. I feel like we have similar tastes when it comes to TV.
Right.
So how do you forego something like A House of Cards? I'm not saying you haven't watched it, but how do you forego these necessary viewing materials?
Because I've been watching all this stuff while I've been too busy to pay attention that much. So it's like
just
while I work,
noise.
It's
okay,
working shows.
Maybe I need to start incorporating some multitasking shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also think that I'm going to get into a thing. I also think that it's weird that there are certain shows that are like necessary viewing. Like you have to watch
have
them
to.
In order to participate in the conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think this is the podcast for my one of my TED Talks, which is that's what my friend calls when I get into my whole spiel.
I love that.
Yeah, which is that, like, a lot of these shows are male-led or male-written or male-created shows that they're like, this is the show you have to be watching, and if you're not watching that, you're wrong. And it's like, who decided that?
But I feel like that's happening with The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt right now, and that's obviously a female.
Yeah,
and
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
I don't think it's all one of
those. A lot of, like, canon stuff or a lot of stuff. I think I feel, like, if someone says, like, if someone says, like, you need to watch this show. And
yeah, you don't
then
want
Then I'm
to.
Like, nah, yeah. I'm good.
I tend to be that way with a lot of stuff. Unless the show has to be very good for me to, like, actually go against.
Or I want
to
wait.
I want in on the water cooler conversation. Yeah.
I'm really happy about Netflix because I hate watching stuff week to week. Because I will stew over it during the entire week and it will, like, mess with my productivity. Like, I can just, if I can just watch a whole season of something in a weekend and be like, boom, done,
the
cool, perfect.
The thing to me about shows that is necessary viewing, quote unquote, is that, like, I don't feel like I have any. I don't, like, you know, have a very large community feeling. I really love feeling like everyone's watching something at the same time together.
Yeah.
I really like the feeling that, like, everyone's going to, even though Mad Men is, I can't believe that they waited this long to end it and I'm annoyed, but I like the feeling that everyone's going to be watching it.
It's
like
an experience we all have together.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, cool. And it's exciting. Like, you know, a lot of people, like, in my work that I, like, don't fucking have anything to talk to about.
It's a nice common language to have with people. I think it serves a similar function to sports, where it's sort of like an easy kind of shorthand that you can have. And also, it is kind of like, you know, I don't know a lot of people who read books, but I can at least discuss TV shows with people. Like, it's nice to have something kind of creative that you can sort of chew on.
Yeah, I don't
know
why I'm like a dick, but, like, I never got into Serial. I never, even though it's stuff that would be up my alley, I'm sort of like, everybody's watching this. I'm gonna, and then 2 months from now, I'll watch it.
So what happens to get you? Yeah, that's what I usually do.
Like, 2 months from now, I'll watch it, and I'll be like House of Cards came out, and I just started it 2 days ago again because I'm like, I don't know why. I'm just like, I want to wait until, like, is it really that good, guys? I want to wait until, like, everyone's died down and then watch on my own time.
But then doesn't it drive you guys crazy when you have no one to talk to about it?
No, because I can still talk to people about it. Like, everyone's willing to rehash the conversation.
Sometimes I'm like, it would have been a super good tweet had I been watching it at the same time.
It's always funny to get really into something later and then be like, I just want to tweet about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no context.
But, like, I mean, I don't know. Retta tweets about stuff that was on TV years ago.
Yeah.
So tweet about it.
I think it's fine. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And that's the thing about TV. There's so much out there. It's like, you know, you can't possibly watch all of it at the same time.
That's the problem.
I know. Like, I haven't watched any Vampire, you know.
Oh, God. I hate that. Yeah. But I did watch, I did immediately watch all of Kimmy Schmidt, and I still took my sweet time with the jinx and with House of Cards and, like, whatever.
Well, also, you're fucking busy. And, like, a lot of that stuff, it's good, and you need to actively watch it. Like, shows like Kimmy Schmidt aren't going to be just, like, something that's all in the background while I'm, I want to hear the jokes,
that's the thing,
I want to watch
it. These other ones, these shitty shows I'm watching or whatever, I just am, like,
it's like music.
There.
Yeah.
It's like listening to music. Yeah.
I was like that. I got into a weird, like, Criminal Minds hole, and I was doing that. I just had it on in the background because it's so, every episode is the same.
Yeah.
So Law & Order, just like.
So I just had it on in the background, and then I was like, have I watched 9 seasons of Criminal Minds? Oh my God.
Yep.
You know what I just found out is on Netflix?
What?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh,
every,
boy.
Every season.
Our buddy French Stewart.
Roll it.
We haven't played French Stewart song. We had him on. God, we haven't listened to this for a long time.
You had French Stewart on this show?
Yeah.
I used to be obsessed.
I'm French Stewart.
He did a song for us.
French.
I'm French Stewart.
This is amazing.
I'm French Stewart. My career is not very good. I did Home Alone 4. I did Inspector Gadget 4. I did a lot of sequels. That's right.
He just did this song?
Yeah.
That is so good.
He was amazing. He was so fun.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
I saw that every season of Third Rock is on, so I think I want to go and recap all of them.
Yes, do that.
Yeah. I'm the only person who will do that.
So. No, that's such a good idea. It's like when someone does that, like, quirky thing where they write a spec script for Golden Girls or something.
Yeah.
But it's, like, way cooler.
Or write a Third Rock spec script.
Oh, my God. Please do
that. Or I could do, like, what April did with
Bayside.
Bayside.
Oh,
and
do,
like,
a podcast?
Watch all the episodes.
Why not? Why the hell not?
That's so much time. It's like 9 seasons.
But here, this is what we're talking about. You have to find a way to incorporate these into your life.
Yeah. Right. If I had done a Criminal Minds podcast, it would have been way more worth it than just me knowing everything about Criminal Minds
reason. You are like, who do I talk to?
Never discount the importance of bullshit knowledge, though.
Yeah.
I don't regret any of the nonsense that I have in my head.
Thank you,
I have bonded with so many people over knowing, like, you know, about the Jenners and what their haircuts are.
Thank you.
I think it's a wonderful skill to have.
Yeah. It really really pops up when you least expect it.
One day, I will meet Shamar Moore, and I will know everything about his career.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
He'll be so thankful.
Yeah.
Or she. I don't know what that person is.
Is that the person on Criminal Minds?
He's a guy on Criminal Minds. Oh. He's the hot guy.
Okay, cool.
Ooh.
The only Criminal Minds I ever watched was the season with Jeff Goldblum.
Of course.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I forgot he was on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he was like a detective in a leather jacket. And I was like, all right. All right, solve those crimes.
They were
Goldblum.
Like, how do we get Brandy to watch?
Put
that
Jeff
was
Goldblum
like its
in
own
it. That's
meeting.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Put Goldblum in it. I'll watch it.
Somewhere in a tower in Burbank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He had this one a show that was on NBC for 9 episodes. It might not even be 9. It might only be 6. But it was him, Jeff Goldblum, as a detective named Rains. Rains is the name of the show.
And my brothers were on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, the triplets were on Rains.
Who are the triplets?
She has three.
Triplets need to give us the hookup.
I know.
The triplets worked with Jeff Goldblum, with my man.
Yeah,
that's
they did.
Amazing.
Yeah,
holy
they
shit.
They also worked with someone named Jamie Lynn Spears.
Whoa.
I like how old are the triplets? How
they're 9 now. Well, they had a little bit of like a film career when they were babies, because if you're triplets, they were interchangeable children.
Yeah, before you can really remember too much, it's like, yeah, make that money. Your college is paid for, and then get them out.
I actually got my SAG card because of my 11-month-year-old brothers. How like pathetic is that? How pathetic is that? Have I?
What?
Yeah.
How have we not talked about
this? I'll tell you guys
this?
The story when we come back. It's kind of a long
come
story.
Back in a Hello, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Tess.
And we're here with our guest, Gabby Dunn.
Yay! Dunn. I was like, do I say my own name? Do they say my name?
We got you, girl.
Next
we got
time
it.
You
we
can say you. Yours.
Yeah.
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 If you've earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the tone.
Say your name. Okay, so tell us what the hell the fuck.
So, yeah, Tess.
I already had, you know, this is when I was like still trying to act and everything. And
Tess was a child actor for a while.
Yeah. But then I tried it as an adult as well.
Yeah.
Like there was definitely a period where I was like had the headshots, did the commercial workshops.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had gotten 2 SAG vouchers as an extra on Girlfriends.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Yeah. But I was just waiting for that 3rd one and my dad knew it. So the triplets were working on this Hallmark movie called Mystery Woman Oh Baby. And they were the baby.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Great those, name.
How does the punctuation work in that?
Mystery woman, comma, oh baby, exclamation
point.
Yeah.
Yes. Great.
Yeah.
Thought so.
My little triplet brothers were being pimped out as the baby in this Hallmark movie. Mm-hmm. And so I guess they had this day of production that was like longer than they had anticipated. And mm-hmm. it was like kind of hard on them. So they were apologizing to my dad and my stepmom. And my dad goes, well, you know how you could make it up for me? I have an older daughter who really needs a SAG voucher.
Oh.
And so they pity brought me in to get a SAG voucher.
Holy shit.
I come in. My part was supposed to be, I've like told this story on stage. It was, okay. So I come in. My part is I'm supposed to be a cyclist.
Oh, wait. I've heard this part of it. I remember the SAG. Well, keep going.
So I'm supposed to be a cyclist. I come in. I'm dressed as a cyclist. Like, I look all awkward. And I go into the triplets trailer to, like, hang out with them. And they think that I'm just a random insane extra who's, like, broken into the baby trailer.
Oh, no.
And so security comes and they're like, miss, we can't. Excuse me. We can't. I'm like, oh, no. I'm their sister. But then, like, that's fucking weird, too. Like, it's weird to be, like, 25 and I'm the infant's older. It's weird to be the old sister. You know? You know what I mean? And so then they're like, okay, you don't have to hang out in the extra corral. So I hang out with my brothers. Then they bring me to set, and my only job is there's a scene where the bad guys are going to drive up in a car, but first you see me riding down the street in a bike, and then that's the cue for the car to come. So the director like explains it to me. I'm like, okay, got it. There's a huge crew of like 50 people across the street waiting to get this shot. There's a crane. It's like, even though I'm just an extra, I'm setting this whole thing in motion, right?
Yeah.
So then they wheel out.
I hope they wrote this part in for you after they like realize they need to have you on set to give you the match.
So
you're the mystery woman.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I know. So then they roll out this bike that I'm not even fucking kidding you. I'm tall. This bike is like 7 feet tall.
Because
like
I don't think they were going to cast a child initially.
No, yeah. I wasn't a child. I was 25.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Why did I think you were like 11?
No. That's what I mean. I was 25.
It feels like an 11-year-old story.
Yeah, right. 25.
Yeah.
And I think the part about your dad asking for your SAG card made me think you were like 12.
No, it would be okay if you were 12. That's the embarrassing part. I was 25. I was 25.
Yeah.
And so they wheel out this bike and I get on it and it's way too tall for me. My feet don't hit the ground and the
instructor just goes, action. And I just hop on the bike and start like rolling down a hill. I hit a tree branch, go flying off of the sidewalk, hit the ground, multiple 360s.
Oh no.
I'm like all scraped up. And like, I look across the street, like in slow motion. And like all 50 crew people are just like standing there silently with their mouths open.
Oh my God.
And the director just like in front of everyone threw the bullhorn and is just like, cut. Tess, you're going to be a jogger now. And that's how I got my SAG card.
Oh, wow. The bloodiest jogger.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
God, that was so embarrassing.
And now you run marathons. No, so, you know.
Yeah, maybe that's how it all started.
That might be what catapulted.
And you never rode a bike again.
Yeah.
I do kind of like...
Jesus. Your bikes. Yeah. So, anyways.
That's horrible.
That was thanks to my little brothers.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Aiden, Julian, and Kyle.
Aww,
cutie.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Thank you.
The Trippies. They're the adorable. Trippies.
Yep. The little monkeys.
Yeah.
All right. Should we...
enough about Tess.
Yes. Enough about me.
We're going to get to know you better, Gabby.
Oh, okay.
We have a little game. I hope you have all the answers.
Who, what,
I
where,
prepared.
When, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when.
Okay, so can you tell what the name of this game is?
Who, what, where, when, why? Also, it sounds like a tribe Scream. About to sacrifice someone.
Yeah, basically.
It definitely does sound like we're like carrying somebody.
I never thought about how like scary it is.
Yeah, it sounds terrifying. It sounds like, get in the pot. We're going to make you a human stew. They've made me their queen. No, they haven't. They're going to cook you. That kind of thing. You guys know that trope. You've seen
it's
a cartoon.
It's up for interpretation just like any of these questions.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Great.
Good segue, Barb.
Yeah.
Thank you. So when you're starting out, you had your blog that was 100 interviews,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your favorite person that you've interviewed?
Porn star James Dean.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, we have
James
a song about
Dean
it.
Tweets
the perfect man.
James Dean tweets.
Where is he?
Did you have that already?
Yeah. We love James Dean.
Why do you have that?
We used to read. We have done it a while.
It's been a while.
My God.
Super obsessed with him, and we would read like his tweets once in a while.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, that's like my best friend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So you interviewed him, and then you guys just became friends.
Yeah, I interviewed him, and then we stayed in touch and became friends. But I interviewed him initially because I reached out to him over Twitter when he like people didn't really know who he was that much.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, no sense of his own safety. Was like, come to my house. Here's my address. Aww. And I was like.
He needs you as a friend.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So, like, went and constantly I read back things that he said and go, do you have a publicist? Like, why? Why is this happening?
Right.
But, yeah. And I went to his house and I was with my friend Charlie, who was like, I'm not dropping you off at a porn star's house. And I was he's the idiot who gave me his address. Right. Like, how safe could it be? So I was like, it's fine. So I went and then we hit it off and then we kind of stayed in touch. And when I moved out here a couple years ago, we like found each other again and like got to be better friends.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He's so I love how funny he is. And
that's
all
part
of
his appeal is like he's so goofy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No,
it makes it very easy to not be attracted to him.
Yes. Yeah.
He's gonna hate that
really
I said that.
Really, his goofiness?
Yeah, kind of. Like sometimes
That's
he'll just
hilarious.
Like it's like your dumb friend. Like he'll do like a dumb thing, and then I'll just be like, how? And then I'll like have a moment where I'll be like, women think that you are a sex god. That's insane. What's happening right now?
But he's pretty transparent about his like ridiculousness. Like
yeah.
his Twitter is like sometimes yeah. I love he'll just like. Yeah, he'll just go on these weird like tweet benders where he just tweets the weirdest shit, like just the stoneriest, most random shit.
Oh, is he a stoner?
Yeah, is he a stoner?
No. That? I mean, not that I
told you!
Come on.
They they were like, oh, he definitely smoking weed. And I was like, no, he's just a goofball.
No, he's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
He likes doing stuff out of context.
I knew it.
A lot of times he'll tweet bits of conversation that we've had like out of context.
Oh,
so
that's
I imagine when I see other tweets and I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, it's probably a conversation with someone that he's like, I'll tweet this one line from it and that'll
that
like,
makes okay.
Yeah.
That brings everything into
where you would like quote your friend or quote yourself or give it context.
He just
he's
puts
like,
it there.
No,
context
it out there.
No, let's not do that. Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Huh.
That we had a girl on here,
Jen Tisdale.
Jen Tisdale.
Oh yeah.
To the you know
yeah. She we followed each other on Twitter after that. Because I was like, hey, cool, you're a comic.
Yeah, Jen's the shit.
Yeah, and then I like that he does that series. It's interesting because it's like interviews with the people beforehand. It's a little bit more humanizing.
Yeah,
yeah. They wanted me to do it really bad, and I was like, no, I just can't. Like, I cannot handle my parents have like this ever being in a world true. Where my parents could have access to this.
Well, they would have to pay to see it. So unless your parents true. Are like subscribed true. To his website,
I really feel like that cancels out. At
yeah.
That
yeah.
Point.
Unless that initial... I'm over it. That was an old fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really good interview, and I think that really, like, in a way started people thinking that they could interview him, so he started getting more press.
Yeah,
and
he
then
definitely
it helped me. It,
yeah,
it
has blown up.
Boosted me. Yeah.
And you went to the AVNs with him?
I did, yeah.
That's cool. Have you gone a few times, or you went?
I just went
year?
To the one.
How was it?
It was fun.
Is it like
I
crazy?
Mean, it was weird because I went out. Well, first of all, I was wearing, it was like a whole thing because he had to come with me to pick out my dress, and then he had veto power. So he was just like
so weird.
Vetoing
I've never
everything.
Been with a guy who's like, yes, no, yes, no.
Oh, he and my little sister, who are both like snobs, were just like sitting. I mean, literally he was like, I need to go to Dior, and like my friend works at Dior. Like he's like, whatever. The two of them are the worst.
Right.
So they're like sitting outside the dressing room at BCBG, and I'm like trying things on, and I don't care.
Yeah.
But I like want to look good, but I don't know. Yeah. So I'm like trying things on, and he and my sister are both like, ew, gross. No, take that off. That's horrible. Like to everything. It was like a movie montage.
That sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah. And I was like, what about this? I like this one. And they were like, no. And then finally we found one that we all agreed on. And then when we got, and it was white. And then when we got to the hotel, like weeks later, we get to the hotel where it's like 5 minutes before we're supposed to go out on the red carpet. And his assistant is like, have you tested if the flash, if you
oh,
can
no.
see through the
no.
dress?
Why would you think to
yeah,
that?
We were yeah. like, what? So then it's just me trying on, like, I'm wearing Spanx. Does the Spanx show through? Okay, yeah. I'm wearing, like, trying. And then I'm, like, at the other end of the hotel room, and he's taking pictures just of my, like, vagina area with his phone God. With the flash and then looking back at them to see if they can see through. And he's, like, debatable. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
So we're like, here we go. So his assistant's like, can you maybe just hold your purse in front of your crotch? And I was like, oh
no,
my God.
No, you can't
like
do that. That's
clutch.
Like trying to hide a boner.
Yeah.
That's, no one falls for that.
So I was like, well, it doesn't. And I was like, you know what? No one's going to be looking at me. Like, we're like about to start walking. And I go, it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to be looking at me. It's all about you. And me and the assistant both like look at each other and then look at me and go, oh no, they're going to be scrutinizing you.
Yeah. Because you're
like,
with him.
Because I'm
with
him.
With
right.
Jane.
So I was like,
man.
Oh fuck. So oh, we no. walk out and his assistant's behind all the photographers and the flash goes off for them to take pictures. And she's just like,
just checking.
Yeah, like behind, awesome. Like holding up her thumbs up that my vagina's
and
not
if,
showing.
If they do it, she's like, ah, just like smacks it out of
yeah,
her.
Yeah, and he was like, well, and it, like people were like, oh, well, even if it did show, like it's AVN.
It's AVN.
And I'm like, I'm not a performer. Like, yeah. It was really weird.
But I feel like there is so much leeway to be naked at award shows, especially
yeah.
the AVNs. Like,
very,
even
yeah.
the network ones, you can basically show up in just pasties.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
by choice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I want, yeah. But yeah. I think when the bar is set there, it kind of numbs everyone to that stuff. Like, you kind of
I was the only one who cared, I promise.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. you would have been fine.
And then also it was funny because like the perform, like they didn't know, the people asking questions didn't know who I was. And also, yeah. but also I've worked in journalism. So I've worked for a bunch of different places like as mm-hmm. a reporter. So there were friends of mine who were on the red carpet for various outlets and I was just going and talking to them and they were like, how are you here? What is yeah. happening?
What's going
like,
on right
like,
now?
Changed yeah, and I was like,
career?
Hey guys. And they yeah. were like, what the? How?
I love a good how are you here?
Yeah. yeah. Like just like
how
friends of mine
you?
Who work
Why?
For different publications were sort of like, I don't. And I was like, oh my God, hey. And then
yeah.
I was like saying hi to them and they were like, I guess we should interview you. Like,
yeah.
I don't, what is happening? And I was like, I don't know. Whoops,
that's amazing.
Whoops.
Have you guys gotten shipped now that you've
yes,
done that together?
Yes, we are big time shipped.
Oh,
we
I'm
were
sure.
always big time shipped.
Yeah,
always
yeah,
big
yeah.
time shipped. But yeah, yeah, we are. And I get shit for it. I got, there was a bunch of guys who were harassing me because.
Oh my God.
Like for
of
72
course.
Hours
Any
straight.
Excuse.
For like 72 hours straight on all my social media, on my Facebook, on my Tumblr, on my Twitter, on my Instagram, like all every single social media.
Yeah.
I had to turn off anonymous comments on Tumblr because they were just like harassing me for being with him, for dating him. I don't know. Like anything.
Jesus.
We've never hooked up. We've never hooked up. And I've said that many times. And
yeah.
it's true. And people will like. Guys were just
also
writing
even
in.
If you have
right
who,
yeah,
the fuck
it doesn't
matter.
Really
matter it doesn't matter
yeah. yeah
but guys have like gone into all my social media and stuff and been like, oh, you just like you're a slut, you fucked a porn star, whatever, like
oh
all this shit.
God.
Or like I've yeah. Oh, the biggest one was that I'm not a real feminist because I'm friends with him.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was
he's
their big
like
argument.
A great example for like you know, like
yeah.
Yeah.
They were like
feminist porn.
The problem is that they don't understand the difference between BDSM and assault. So they're right, like, how can right. you be friends with someone who chokes a woman? And I'm like, yeah.
it's like because the woman wants it.
Consensually.
Situation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like how you're and it's never women who feel that way. It's always
right.
men
it's always
who are like,
guys.
How can you be a feminist? I saw a porn where he spit on a girl.
No, I think like, there are women who feel that way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, oh,
they're
yeah.
the
yeah.
ones but they're not the ones who
are harassing you. Yeah.
God. The writing blogs.
I'm just concerned. I guess kind of concerned for people that just have so little going on in their life that they feel like they need
there's
to become
endless amounts
of them.
Like, I thought she was a true feminist, but she just was charmed by this doe-eyed porn star. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Do you realize how anti-feminist it is to imply
oh,
that someone can't be charmed by
that's
whoever the
I
fuck
said.
They want?
I was like, yeah. it's insulting to think that I haven't talked to him or had conversations or looked into his work. Like, it's just
or
ridiculous.
That you have any kind of agency in your own life.
Right. Or yeah. that, like, and it's insulting to think that the women that he works with aren't fully, like, capable of handling mm-hmm. their careers.
That's one of yeah. my biggest pet peeves is when people go straight to the feeling bad for people.
Yeah, or like yeah. victimized.
So
well,
condescending.
It's these guys who feel like they want to rescue sex workers and that they don't, yeah. they're fundamentally misunderstood feminism and it's like so annoying.
Mm-hmm. And it's also just like, yeah, what do you fight? Why are you fighting this battle? Like,
it's not yours to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anonymous men.
No. Yeah. You need to get into cooking or gardening or something.
Yeah.
Just go outside at the very least. Just,
yeah, take a walk.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, before you're about to go type an anonymous Tumblr
take
message,
a walk.
Yeah.
Walk around the block and then come back and think about what you were going to do. It gets important. Get that vitamin D.
We know
D.
you're all listening to this.
Yeah. I know. We got a big troll listenership on this show.
God, wait, who knows?
Yeah, what's your
God.
Troll following?
We don't actually,
not
knock
really.
On wood,
yet.
But we don't
God,
get trolled a ton.
Please.
Yeah.
Great.
I think they see the name and they're like, lady to lady.
Yeah, they wouldn't even.
Like, I talk
yeah.
about periods the whole time. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
they,
yeah. we're safe so far. We'll
yeah.
see.
Phew.
Yeah.
All right. Next all right. question. That was a great answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome answer. What is your favorite mistake?
What is my favorite mistake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh boy, in like my life?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
whatever
you
want.
Life,
these are all interpretive.
Probably in other people's, yours. Yeah. Just you
now
know,
I gotta think of
abstractly.
What that means for me. A lot of times we put these questions down, we don't know what the fuck they mean.
Probably not being fully gay. This is probably a
that's mistake. Your favorite mistake.
Just like a big mistake, and like one that that one that like probably has like it has positives. Like certainly yeah. I enjoy. Whatever, but mm-hmm. oh man, what a mistake on my part, you guys.
For not being fully gay.
You yeah,
did
like
you, did
yeah,
you come
yeah,
out
yeah.
all the way and then we're like, just kidding?
No, or,
no.
I've
no,
always,
she just
I've always
not...
been bisexual, yeah. but yeah, it's yeah. like, oh man, well, if you could just cut out men entirely.
You know, it's funny. yeah. I was talking yeah. to my sister the other night. I was like, why, of all the people, I got attracted to straight guys?
Exactly.
Like, of all the people.
God, if you can choose. If
I could
being
choose.
Gay was a choice. yeah. Right? That's yeah. proof that it's not a choice.
Right,
exactly.
Because if it yeah. was a choice, oh man, would I choose it.
Right. Oh boy. In heartbeat.
So
heartbeat.
True.
Yeah. It's tough. I guess I would
still choose straight guys, but who knows.
My ideal situation is I would be a gay man. That's definitely
yeah. Interesting. Well, when this thing was going on with the James Dean thing, Hank Green, who's like a vlogger, he's been a vlogger for a long time, he tweeted and was at me and was like, I've been on the internet for 8 years and I've been making vlogs every day and I've never had someone harass me for 72 hours. And I was like, yup.
Yeah.
And he was like, wonder why. Mm. And he's like, probably because you're a dude.
Yeah. That's something to do with it.
So, yeah, that's my men favorite mistake.
You know what? I think I'm going to have to, I'll have to copy your answer.
Also, was the answer for Sheryl Crow's song my favorite mistake?
Yeah,
was
she was
men.
Talking about a guy.
It was yeah.
No, actually, my favorite mistake is all the pot I've smoked.
That's, is yeah. that a mistake?
I think it's about man level of mistake. it's about man level.
Do you have one, Brandy?
I don't know if I have a favorite mistake of
all
mine.
I can think of is mistakes I want to take away, but not favorite.
There, you don't there have any
are,
favorites?
There are specific people that are mistakes.
That you like, that are favorite mistakes?
Favorite. But they're not like
well, they're not favorite mistakes,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's
no.
the thing.
You don't even have like any bittersweet kind of in the past? Like, oh, that I'm, ended shitty, but I'm glad I did it?
I mean, probably just all the fucking food I've eaten. But
it was fun at the time.
Every yeah. single yeah. bit of food since like being born.
Yeah. Every time I eat, it's a favorite mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Every,
yeah.
every like every donut that I've eaten that I didn't need, but
yeah,
in, you know,
but in the problem.
But it's the same as saying like that drive safe. It's like, you know what, eat the donut because your plane will crash. Like, yeah. And then you'll be like, I wish I had that donut.
I know, but I can't live that. But you can't live that way.
No.
You can't eat donuts every day thinking your plane's going to crash all the time.
Yeah, you can, but it's going to.
Then
you're going to be there 50 years later.
I think you have to eat donuts every day thinking your plane isn't going to crash. Isn't that it?
Yes.
Something
knowing
uplifting.
What you're doing. You take
definitely.
In the words of the other James Dean, live like your plane isn't going to crash. Die like you can have all the donuts you want.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dove chocolate, and there's like little notes for you.
Yeah, you can give that. You can give that one to James to tweet.
Yeah, I will. He'll make about as much sense as all his other tweets.
All right, this next one makes equally less.
This is real weird.
Whose turn is it?
Oh, when would you be available to start?
Well, I have to give my 2 weeks, but you know, pretty much right after that. I would love to have like a long weekend, so maybe on like a Tuesday.
Because we were thinking like yesterday, but if you could,
but that could still be a long weekend because then you could start the weekend on Friday.
Sure. Well, the only thing is, it's like kind of politeness, right, to give a 2 weeks at where you currently
are.
Yeah,
that's true.
We just need somebody. I mean, literally yesterday, so I just don't know if we're gonna be.
Well, I really want this job. Maybe it would be. Would it be possible to come in for training? And then sort of do like a couple weeks of training.
You're at
first.
Training.
Oh, this is training.
This is training.
This is training.
Yeah, training. Do you have? We have a few items that you're going to need to bring though to training. You need to bring
frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt.
Okay.
Some of those big exercise balls.
Sure.
You know.
Regular man balls.
Just from a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring the man with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah,
James Dean. And they have to be
James Dean.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I was sitting at his booth at AVN next to like a replica of his dick that he has
so
as like
weird.
as a dildo, and I was just like, I never need to see this.
Is it? That's now so let me ask funny. You: were people coming up and having him like buying that and having him sign it and stuff? Mm-hmm. And was it like women and men, or was it mostly like men?
It was mostly women.
It was mostly
yeah.
I
women
cannot
love
imagine
it.
Going and buying a dildo, being like, yeah, I'm gonna think of you when I fuck myself.
Oh, they love it. They want him to know.
But wait a minute. Okay. Can you put Sharpie in your pussy?
Like, not on the dildo.
No, the box.
The box.
On the box. Yeah, you wouldn't sign the dildo.
I also thought you meant. I thought you meant putting a Sharpie. I was like,
I
what?
Mean, Barbara, popsicle. Okay,
yeah.
Hey, shut up. All right, let's move on next question.
Okay, but okay, I was gonna say something gross.
Oh no. Wait, I don't have the next one. Did we?
Okay,
write one?
Next one is Barbara. It's in there. Yeah.
Yep. What? What is this?
I don't know.
Where would you go, my lovely?
It's from a song.
Aww,
oh, I don't know.
Where
song
did
that.
I go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where did I go? Well, you know, I just felt like the relationship wasn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need to start thinking about, you know, taking stuff seriously. My biological clock is ticking. And I just thought, well, you know, if I really am your lovely, why wouldn't you commit? So,
yeah.
I guess words are less than actions, you know? And I just felt like maybe you need to get a job and think about supporting a future child. And then maybe we can talk about it. But for right now, I really need to start going on OkCupid and just looking for, like, people who are...
Fine, whatever, man. Wow. I don't care.
Put a ring on my unborn baby. Just,
yeah.
That's what I want.
Put a ring... If you could put a ring all around my unborn baby, in the middle, like an inner tube, yeah.
Like a belt.
I want a corset to around this baby.
This is the grossest visual. I'm picturing like a little fetus in a ring, and it's really making me sick.
No, like yeah. like pregnant.
Yeah, like a fetus with a ring.
Yeah.
Ew. Like around it? Like
yeah.
Holding
I'm gonna
a ring
puke.
Around it.
Ew. Like corset training a fetus
yeah.
with an engagement ring.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but it's real small.
That's
like,
where I went. So don't use your sweet talk in my lovely words, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Fair enough. Anybody, yeah,
actions.
My lovely's a weird.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, everyone who uses that is obnoxious, right? You can't be like, lovely. Oh,
my
hi, lovely.
I guess I
you
say dear sometimes.
I say dear. I'm known to use a term of affection every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I say hot a lot. It's fine.
Babe, hun.
Yeah. I like babe because yeah. It just seems so It seems so. I like using.
Babe is like a universal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like using like gendered language for women to men because it makes them very confused.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. I like doing that too.
If I'm like sweetheart to a guy, he's like, what the
hell? I love
hell?
That babe. Yeah. Hey, girl. Babe, to guys like in a relationship is everything too.
Yeah.
Babe. Or it's like, babe.
Yeah. There's so many. Or like if you want something, like, babe.
Yeah. It goes so much. Yeah. It's everywhere. Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even men that I'm not seeing, I like doing that too. Hey, like babe. If it's like someone. Oh, yeah. If it's like someone at my office or whatever, if I'm just like, oh, thanks, sweetheart, then I walk away. I just wait for them to be like,
yeah,
what
that
the?
Does feel good. Yeah. I got to start.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Or, hi, I honey. Also like to do the, if we're at a bar, like, you know how a dude will put his hand on the small of your back to like, move mm-hmm. you? I like to do that to men.
Oh, it's my
like,
favorite thing.
The, oh, what my the hell? God.
I get so reactionary when you guys touch me. Like,
on Tuesday night, I was in Vegas covering this wrestling
thing.
Oh,
for St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
And we were in a strip club. That's where I was thinking. And it was just so funny because it was a strip club, I think guys were in that mode of like, I can touch whatever I see.
Oh,
you know?
That's what happened at AVN.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy. And so I stood up to watch the wrestling match and I'm standing with my sister and this guy took his hand and rested it like over my shoulder and almost on my boob. Really like that.
No.
And I turned around and I swear to God, I was like, I'm about to throw my drink in this guy's face. And I said, get your fucking hands off me. And he goes, sit down. And he goes, sit down. I don't want to have to stand. Not can you sit down? Not can you please sit down?
What?
Sit down. I don't want to have to stand.
Whoa.
Oh my
and
God.
And I stood up and I'm tall. You know, yeah. I stood up really tall. I was like, you get their fucking hands off of me.
Maybe don't ask. Touch any woman.
Ask.
Until,
always
or
ask.
Man, until you ask. Yeah. Just ask first. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would have socked him in the face.
I was like 11th level of hell angry.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know when you just surprise yourself by your internal rage? Oh, we're
yeah.
like,
yeah. Yeah, man. It's a deep primal place just you comes know, out like, of you and I'll murder you.
You know, I used to have this as my motto of feminism was from the Hulk where in the Avengers where he goes, oh my God, you can control it the whole time. Captain America says that to the Hulk. And then the Hulk just goes, that's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry.
Yes, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, that's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's how you, the Hulk just described feminism. Yeah.
Just right below the surface at all times.
Man, the Hulk and Terry Crews, they're killing it.
Yeah. Oh, I love Terry Crews.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, he's the best.
I'm so happy he's having a moment.
I know. He deserves all the moments.
He does deserve all the moments.
So much. Yeah. I met a guy beautiful. Who works with him and yesterday and I was like, oh my God, Terry Crews, that's amazing. He's so feminist. And the guy was like a producer and he was like, what? I was like, he's super feminist.
He really is.
Read it.
Does
no.
not everyone know this?
It was like a guy who was just like, oh, I'm working with him as an actor. And I was like, oh my God, he's such a good feminist. And the guy couldn't tell if I was like kidding or not.
Like, no, man.
That is a funny
wrote
thing
a book
to say
about
that. Somebody.
Yeah.
Like, he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. Let's do it.
Wine or beer?
Wine.
Oh, I get it, Barbara.
Wine.
Wine.
That's not the issue.
Why?
Beer, probably. I drink.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I drink a lot of beer. Too much. And I also just don't think, I'm like, oh, this is like a meal replacement.
It is. It's like a fun slim fast.
Yeah, way fun, slim fast.
Yeah,
I mean, and I drink wine too. Like, I drink almost like wine and beer. I don't really do liquors. Yeah, so.
Well, I think that's something you learn as you get older is to avoid liquor, or at least me personally.
Yeah,
No,
not there yet.
Why has it never been like a protein beer that has come out? Because it feels like a thing.
I think somebody's tried to do a health beer before.
Like, it feels like the obvious next step, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I could definitely get down with that. That's for sure. I know. I'll tell you what, after I go on a long run, all I want is a fucking cold
beer.
That's
what's so nice about beer is like if you're thirsty, you can't drink wine.
It's so refreshing. Beer when you're thirsty, just the fizziness of it.
You can't drink wine when you're thirsty. You can't drink liquor really when you're thirsty.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing like a margarita.
Well, yeah. There's a big thing now where I work where everybody likes to go to Dave and Buster's because they have really big drinks.
Course. Yeah, yeah.
So everyone just like after work is like D&B. And we like walk to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood and it's just like these huge
strawberry
margaritas.
I haven't been there. I
want
to go. Is it fun?
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's like a casino because we got there at 6 p.m. and we're there until 10 p.m. and we were like, where's all our money? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm walking around with a stuffed dog. What's happening? It was crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you definitely need to be ready to blow some like money.
It was nuts.
Dave and
it was like a casino. There's no clocks. Totally. It was just a total
there's
casino.
There's no clocks?
No, because of the same. And there's no
same
windows.
Thing. They don't want you to know what time it is.
They're like legitimately running it like a casino.
Yes.
The old D&B.
Smart. Yeah. But they have big drinks with like the they have one that's a watermelon, and then the chunks of ice are also watermelon.
Oh,
you guys,
that's awesome.
Get in that DMV.
Oh my god! I was there,
and I was taking a picture of our table, and then a guy in a fedora with a backpack came up, and he was like, "You gonna put that on Instagram?" And I was like, "I'm sorry, what? Hello?" And he was like, "You gonna put that on Instagram?" And I said, "Yes." And he didn't say I work for Dave & Buster's. Yeah, yeah. He just goes, "You gotta use the DMB hashtag." And I was like,
"What?"
And he was like, "Yeah, it's DMBLA hashtag DMBLA. You gotta use that." And I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "So when you post it, use the hashtag." I said, "Okay." And then he just walked away, and I was like, "Does he work for Dave & Buster's? Like, what just happened?"
He's just a vigilante social media coordinator.
A backpack. You don't ever trust that someone in a backpack is.
Wearing a DNB uniform. He didn't look like he worked for them. He didn't introduce himself. He didn't say I work for Dave & Buster's.
Terrifying.
Nothing. He just came up behind me like a weird troll and was like, "You gonna put that on Instagram? You gotta use
the
DMB hashtag."
Did you use the hashtag?
Yeah, did you use the hashtag?
No, I didn't use the hashtag.
Good for you.
Mainly out of spite.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed. I would have too.
You can't just be a guy in a backpack. You can't be a girl in a backpack. You can't just be a person in a backpack.
And expect someone to think you work at a place.
Yeah.
Was he Dave & Buster's social media coordinator?
Was he two shoulder backpack or off one shoulder?
Two shoulder backpack!
Oh, no, especially not.
I roll two shoulders.
I mean, how old is this person?
A full-grown adult man, like in his late 30s.
Ooh.
With a fedora.
Fedora, pink fedora. Shirt, backpack.
Oh,
yikes. He doesn't work there.
No.
Definitely not.
He doesn't work anywhere.
I think he's waiting around for people to like drop a ticket here or there, and he's like stuffing his backpack with weird free shit from Dave. Yeah.
And then he goes home and searches the hashtag and like relives all the glory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Really fucking creepy. It's like right. 1 hour photo.
The saddest.
Anyway,
relive that
Gerald.
Glory.
Yeah.
Is that a good name for him?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like a Gerald.
We're going to go find Gerald. We'll be right back. Well, hi there.
Hey, we're back.
I'm Tess.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Gabby.
We did it.
Yeah.
That was like such an intense point two moment.
It was really nice. I felt like I was like a showcase of Price is Right. Like this is what
it was like adding into the beginning of the credits when they like have the third season. They've added a new character.
Oh, yeah. You're officially like on the show now.
Yeah. You just opened the door and now you're
this
part
is like The View. And I'm like the person that they put on The View when they need a fourth person.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Man, basically. The View is a weird revolving door. Like I never knew.
Now it is. It
show.
Wasn't before.
It used to be the same people.
People
forever,
used to
right?
stick around for longer. Yeah, now it's really anyone's game.
Yeah.
Put us on The View.
Put us on the view.
I mean, we would
to be
kill
fair,
it.
We're much better than whatever's happening on there.
I don't know. There was like a good while where I was watching The View really regularly.
I've never seen it, I don't think.
It's very nice on like a weekday morning.
Is McCarthy
still on? But
also
Whoopi Goldberg's like crazy. She just says like
they're all crazy.
Shit.
They all say crazy. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, I don't know if she's still on it, but she's quite a firecracker.
See, you need to use your view time is the same as watching as watching
it's
her
the
stuff.
Same
it's
thing.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like garbage.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So we're going to get to a lady problem. Thanks so much for sending them in. We're getting to them as fast as we can.
Yeah.
We've had this one for a while, so we're sorry.
Yeah. And send them to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's probably our best.
Lady problems.
We say that about every song.
Lady problems.
Lady problems. It's no French Stewart, but it's pretty good.
I mean, it's valid.
Yeah.
You could say that about literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is so funny being Facebook friends with him, just like seeing normal. Like I just talked to my sister on the phone. That was nice.
His kid's so cute.
So cute. Know, he's such a good dad. We
just
love him.
Like everything that he posts.
I know.
Like, yeah, if old Brandy could see this now.
We'll get him on again.
We'll have him back.
Definitely.
Okay.
Hello, ladies. I'm the oldest of six children with 20 years between my youngest sister and I. I've always been my mother's favorite, but we've never been the type of mother-daughter team to talk on the phone every day or need to be in constant contact. About 8 years ago, I moved a few hours away from home. I had been talking to my mom in marathon phone calls about once a week. She always seemed a little proud of the fact that I wasn't clingy and functioned independently. Basically, I'm low maintenance and never demanded the amount of attention some of my other siblings need. A little over a year ago, I got married and had my first baby in December. While I was pregnant, I had a little
more phone contact with my mom than normal. She was super excited about the baby, her second grandchild, and that was pretty much the bulk of our conversations. When I had the baby, he had to be put in the NICU suddenly on the night before we were supposed to go home because of some unexplained blood work results. Naturally, I was a total wreck and in need of some serious support. My parents had come out to visit for the birth, but they were only planning on staying until I left the hospital because of my dad's work schedule. While I was a crying wreck and not knowing what was going on with my son, my dad assured me that they'd stay a few extra days because I clearly needed them. And then I heard nothing from them the next day until one of my sisters sent me a text telling me that my parents had gotten home safely. I was pretty confused, but so focused on my baby, I didn't really process what I was hearing at first. After I found out that my baby was probably fine and would need to stay in the NICU for a week, I got really angry that my mom had left me without a word, especially after I found out that my mom talked my dad into going home and refused offers of staying in my area with her niece, who would get her home after a few days if she wanted my dad to get back to work. It's put a huge strain on our relationship. I do understand that my parents need the money for my dad's job, but that was one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through in my life. I really could have used my mother. I sent them text messages, but was still angry, so I didn't call. Eventually, my dad called me and told me that I was being awful to my mother and making me feel bad for leaving. She and I kind of awkwardly talked, but made very little mention of her abandoning me. She awkwardly and quickly apologized, saying she felt bad that they had to leave, but hasn't said anything else on the subject. Since then, she hasn't called me at all. I was calling her once a week again. When I tell her she can call me whenever she wants, she just says she doesn't want to interrupt me. It's gotten to the point where I now feel completely rejected and unsupported. It doesn't help that when I do talk to my mom, she spends a good portion of her call telling me about my nephew, who's born last March and is super adorable, but doesn't really ask me very much about my son. I don't know what to say to my mom to make things less weird. I don't want to be confrontational. She does have a lot going on with my younger siblings and some other stressors back home. I don't want to make her feel guilty, but I do want her to know how upset I am and how rejected I feel. I haven't talked to her in 2 weeks. It's definitely a passive-aggressive move on my part. I'm curious to see how long it will take until she calls me. I feel ridiculous for suddenly needing a greater amount of attention at the age of 30, but anything you ladies have to say on this subject will be super helpful. Thanks. Ooh,
this is a hard one.
Family is so tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, family's the toughest because it's just years and years of dynamics that are so built in.
And so unspoken. Like,
yeah. And you sound like you're describing, anything you describe sounds like you're describing like an island that no one's ever visited. Like you can't, if I try to explain my dynamic with my sister, like, people will be like, so you're upset because she wanted to come over? And I'm like, no, it was 26 years of,
It's because she always does that. And
she always
like,
assumes.
This is a perfect example of that, where it's just like these ingrained family dynamics where, like, you know, one person prides themselves on being the low maintenance person and the person who doesn't need help. And then suddenly they do need help. And the family is like, I don't know how to handle this person needing help. Like, they never need my help.
They've never needed it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that what you just said really hit the nail on the head, because I think especially because I come from a big family too, and I'm the oldest of seven. And like when you're the oldest of that many kids, it's like you don't, no one ever thinks that you would need anything.
Yeah.
Because there's like so many people that are younger than you that constantly need stuff. So I think it's probably like, it probably like when someone's, when the actuality of something doesn't fit like what you have in your head of the situation, then it can be really uncomfortable and you can not know how to deal with it.
Yeah,
other
I'm
than to
sure,
just avoid it.
I think her mom probably thought, oh, she'll be able to take care of it. Whatever's wrong. Like, she'd never cry about it. She would never, like, she'll be able to take care of it. And so they just, like, put her in a box of, like, no, can handle herself.
She's fine. Yeah, we don't need to worry about her because they've never had to worry about her before.
Yeah, but then she did ask for help and they, like, didn't give it, which
is that's
terrible.
The biggest problem is that the weird after what's going on now is very weird.
Oh, I think it to me, it clearly comes out of, there was a situation that made, I think, her mom uncomfortable because she didn't, you know, you know, sometimes when you just don't know what to do,
it sounds like that's what happened with her mom, that maybe she like, she freaked out and was
and
like,
she feels guilty about it. I think,
can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't need to help or fix. You just need to be there.
Well, no, that's right. But some people, she should have been, you know, not that they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think some people just don't know how, when they can't do anything about something, they just can't like
just
sit
be
in
there.
It.
Yeah,
you just need to just be there for somebody sometimes.
I mean,
and just witness
this reaction
what's
afterwards, especially where she like doesn't want to hear about the grandkid and
it's
stuff.
Awful.
Yeah,
it's
really, that's awful.
It's I mean, I wonder if the mom did let that fester, the uncomfortableness and the guilt. She's let fester so that she doesn't want to bring it up because she feels too bad or something.
Well, it feels like the mom probably associates the kid, like the grandma probably associates the kid with this bad break between her and her daughter, so she isn't asking about it, and it's like you're just making it worse by not having this conversation.
I mean, I don't think anything's gonna get better until it gets worse. Like, it sounds like you need to have like a very confrontational,
I know,
conversation. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't want to do it, but you're gonna have to call it out.
Yeah.
And not like, don't be mean about it, but just say like, I really needed you and I wish you'd been there. And now I feel like it's torn us apart and I don't want that. You know,
we need to talk about this.
Yeah,
so
I want you to be in the kid's life. I want you to, you know, not that, don't go back to what they did wrong, but just say like, now currently, like, hey, I feel like there's a distance and like now currently I would, I want, you're so great to me. Like, I want you to be in the kid's life.
Mm-hmm.
Can we like go back to how we were?
Yeah. Like, and just be like, I know I've always been low maintenance and like but now there's this other kid, there's another baby in the world and like I might need more from you. Like maybe just tell her that you need more.
Yeah. And be like, you're a mom and like I love you and I love the way you raised me and I want to raise my kid. You know, kind of like maybe sweetness.
Focus on the positive. Yeah. But that said, don't shy away from like the degree to which this hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think that that's a reality that you need to like undeniably put in her face so that it can be dealt with. Rather than continuing to like have to talk with this silence and the passive aggressive stuff, like all that's going to do is just make it fester and make it become worse.
It's crazy that in 2 weeks the mom hasn't called.
Yeah.
I mean, does she just wait for a while till the mom, you know, till it becomes longer and longer? Or does she call?
No, you got to call. I think.
Yeah, I think you have to call. You also have to think of like, what is your mom emotionally capable? And maybe she's just like not emotionally capable of being the one to make this phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you can be, that you can be.
It's unfortunate because it sounds like yet again, she's going to be in the situation where I'm guessing because again, because you're the oldest of several people, you're probably often in the situation where you have to be the responsible one.
Yeah. And you're the parent.
Yeah. And it sucks that yet again, it sounds like you're going to have to take that role.
Yeah.
But,
I think it's just something that falls to being the oldest is you just kind of become the parent of parents sometimes too. Yep. You know, say
the parent of parents and the parent of your siblings too.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
And I think it's tough when people see you as the one who can take care of themselves, because then the same stuff that you went through, like the other siblings who have kids, she's very involved in their lives, the mom, and it's like, oh well, they need me to be involved and like you don't, but then that's to the detriment of the grandkid who doesn't get it to have as much of a relationship with the grandparents. So maybe like say that, you know, that it's not about me, it's about the kid, and like that kid should have you in their lives. And
exactly, like I want you in my grandkids' lives.
Yeah
You're a great mom. Being grandparent, I don't want to be a parent, I want to be a grandparent.
Hell
like that's when the sweet shit spot. That's
they
the
always say that, and my grandmother would spoil us all the time.
You guys are saying that, but you don't want to be called grandma.
Tess, you're saying it like someone's calling you that.
Well, no, I was just picturing it while you guys were talking about it. I'm like, okay, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I can't wait to be a grandma. I don't have a problem with it.
You can't wait to be a grandma.
I want to be a super sick grandma.
I mean, will be, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
I just don't want to be a mom. I would rather be called grandma than mom. If I have kids, I'll make them call me grandma.
That is confusing.
Yeah. That is confusing.
Oh, my God.
I have to say, in the improvised musical that me and Aaron Lampart did last night, which you can see on our Facebook page, I don't know, I'll post it. It turned out that she was my mom. I thought she was my sister, but she was my mom.
You guys went Chinatown?
Yeah, we went real Chinatown.
Yeah, went full Chinatown.
Went full Chinatown?
Went a little Jack Nicholson there.
It was a hard lesson to learn, but you know what? At the end, I chopped off her head.
There you go.
All right, well, don't take that advice.
Don't do that.
That was all fun and games.
Oh,
But I think you need to go out to lunch or to coffee or something alone with your mom. And like, it's going to suck. And you guys might, again, after this confrontation, not talk for like another couple of weeks. But I think eventually when you're very direct and specific about the way that this has made you feel, I think it will ultimately.
Yeah.
And that'll be good for her because she'll be able. I think she has a lot of guilt around what she did. And I think that'll be a way for her to kind of like mend things.
She'll probably be defensive because everybody's, you know, but then if you give her some time to go home and think about it.
Yeah.
I would hope that she would be like, oh, yeah, I need to, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, whether or not she is capable of being there, find other, you know, I don't know if your husband's mom is around in the picture or not, but like, make sure that you do feel, you know, supported by other people in the community.
And
too.
We support you.
We support you.
And we're sorry this took us so long to get to.
Brandy wants to be a grandma. She can be your grandma.
I'll be the grandma of your kid.
Surrogate grandma.
She's got blue hair.
Yeah.
So I do
just like
grandma.
A grandma.
And she lives in a trailer. You're such grandma material.
Yeah, that's the best. Send me pictures of your kid. I'll put your kid on my refrigerator. It'll confuse the hell out of my boyfriend.
Everybody starts doing that, sending you pictures of their kids so you can put it on their refrigerator.
Everybody already is doing that to me. Have you seen my fridge? It's like, okay.
Yeah. We get
but
dogs.
But not just your friends. I'm talking about everyone like right. that listens
just
to
stranger
the podcast.
Babies.
Yeah. Strangers babies.
It's pretty great because right now we get dog pics, dick pics, and now baby pics.
We like those.
I'll take that.
It's yes. great. I like that order.
I do too. Yeah. In that order. Mm-hmm. You can add on to that if you get like a real, I don't know if you guys want to back me up on this, but if you get like a really good looking brunch, you can send it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say dick.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Certainly no. thought we were going
definitely
dick.
Definitely, if you get a really good looking dick, you can definitely send
it
our way
yeah,
too.
But we can all find to those you. Easily.
Yeah,
that's true. But yeah. it's kind of fun to know that it came a from
really
the wild.
Good, a really good brunch. That's
yeah,
out there.
A good brunch will work too, though. Anything that we really just want to like fuck up.
Yeah.
All right.
I will be your baby's grandma if you need a third one.
Gabby, what do you got going on? Where are you on the internet?
I am on at Gabby Dunn, GABYDUNN on mm-hmm. Twitter. I have a YouTube show called Just Between Us, youtube.com/justbetweenusshow. It's a pretty big deal, you guys. and I'm on Instagram and stuff. That's Gabby Road because I didn't understand how Instagram worked. So I used my high school screen name because I thought this will never take off. Have me in Silicon Valley. I'm really good at predicting which apps will do well.
Hey, there we go. All yeah. of our Silicon Valley listeners.
Yeah. Hire me. I thought Snapchat was not a good thing. Okay. So
I'm still
just,
with you on that.
I just got on
no,
it.
No, I have it.
It makes me feel like a whole person.
Not doing it.
You know why? I was like, who uses this? Turns out the teens.
The yeah, teens
they
love it.
They like that and they like the Yik Yak. You know about Yik Yak?
Are you kidding? There's a new one.
Oh, you don't know? Yik Yak is the biggest one.
No. Come
yeah.
on.
No. No. Yeah. No.
What happened to Kik?
What about Yak Back?
What happened to Yak
Back? Is the new Yak Back.
I can't. On Yik Yak? We're all just saying words.
I know.
I know.
We were, talking about, live streaming apps, and I was like saying, people are very into Meerkat right now, but I think Meerkat isn't going to do as well because Twitter bought Periscope. And I was like, everything I'm saying sounds like
so
I'm
obnoxious.
Having a stroke. God.
It's so obnoxious.
Every word.
Anyway,
every word of it.
So, yeah. I'm on BuzzFeed Video, you know, doing stuff.
Yeah, catch Gabby on Moonbiz. I'm coming up with one. Do you get it, guys?
Oh, it's a new one?
Oh, I like that.
Catch Gabby on Mike Town. Okay, never mind. I'm not good at this.
Grizzle?
Yes. No, that's much better. Scrizzle.
My favorite. It'll
we were joking about eventually. We were joking about like how when you have kids and your mommy was a famous YouTuber and they'll be like, stop talking about YouTube, you weird person. I'm going to put that up on Schniffle.
Yeah. It's like, so true. It's going to be like when our parents were like, yeah, I was in a band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Good
like,
job,
oh,
Dad.
What's music?
Mommy was a famous YouTuber? Lame. It's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Watch my vlogs.
Our kids are
going to
be dating robots and making fun of us for being on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You fell in love with a human, you loser.
Where? All right, guys.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Have a good one, y'all.
See you next week.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.